You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
741 on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. We are live from Publix in Alpharetta on Haynesbridge Road. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Gordon's out here with us, and Dylan is back at the station. We are having so many listeners stop by right now. It's absolutely amazing. Charles just stopped by. He's the manager at Peachtree Orthopedics. Jared, the chiropractor, just stopped by. A lot of people, for some reason, awesome in the last stuff. 5 minutes just came in. So if you want to come on by, we're going to be here until 9 a.m. It's 11800 Haynesbridge Road. You really can't miss us. We're in the dining section.
And if you're just on the fence about it, it's not an intimidating setting. We're just literally standing around sipping coffee, looking at the football scores and different things. So come by, stop by, tell us what you think about the Falcons and everything else going on. Don't tell me that you think Kalen DeBoer is going to leave. I don't want to hear it.
Well, it's just, you know, it's a question. It's not saying it's going to happen. It's a question. We'll get to that in a moment. We do have Fair or Foul Friday on the way. I almost said Which One Wednesday. We're definitely on Friday, though. This segment is presented by John Foy and Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. All right, Dylan, these guys got to make their picks. So let's go through the records, if you will.
Yes, I would absolutely love to go through the records. So last week, Mike, solid weekend again, 3-2 over this past weekend, championship weekend in college football. Bo, kind of mid, 2-3 this past weekend. Overall record stand as this. Mike, you are 34-26-1. Bo, you are 31-30.
Yeah, I'll stand on business with that. I feel good. I feel good about where we're going with that.
Compared to what I was last year.
Got to finish strong through the end of the NFL season, but feel good about it. Actually, I did a couple episodes of Dukes and Bell, as you guys know, and they were talking about how we're whooping them in terms of the standing.
Still the best picking show on the station. By a
very nice
landslide.
I'm glad they finally owned up to it.
That's right, yeah.
Well, let's go ahead and get the picks for this weekend. Our buddy Mark Zinno, who was in for Bo yesterday, is actually going to be at Army at Navy. Navy is favored by 6. The over-under is 38.5. Who you got, Mike?
I am going to go with Mark Zinno on this one, and he obviously – being an Army guy, and I was trying to do everything I could to kind of poke fun at him yesterday. I grew up in a Navy neighborhood down in Pensacola. Parents lived just off of Pensacola NAS. And as much as I tried to poke at him, he was like, Navy's definitely going to win.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with Mark Zinno on that one. I'll get the Navy minus the 6, and hopefully they do cover when they win.
Navy will win the game, but Army will cover. They'll make it close. I'm taking Army plus a 6.
Okay.
All right. You want to fight? That's all right. Okay. All right. Set the tone, buddy. Set the tone.
All right. I don't know why. I thought I was very polite about it.
We're going to move over to the NFL now. It's Bills at Patriots. Buffalo is favored by 1.5. Over under is 49.5.
I'm taking the Bills covering the 1.5. They have scored a defensive touchdown the last two games. Their defense has got a little bit of momentum. They're clicking a little bit. I would expect them to win by maybe a field goal or at least 2 points. That's all I care about.
No, Bo's right on this one. I'm sticking with him as well. It's one of those lines that you go, oh, interesting. You're favored by 1.5 on the road against a team that's 11-2. Why would you do that? Vegas knows, baby. Vegas knows. I'll take the Bills minus the points in this one, too.
Okay, moving on to the Ravens at Bengals. Baltimore is favored by 2.5. The over-under is 51.5.
I've got to go over 51.5 on this one. Over 51.5 on this one. Now, has Lamar played great? No. Did Joe Burrow sound dejected and like he was ready to hang up his cleats for a little bit? Probably. To the point where Jamar Chase thought it was an AI video. Jamar Chase is like, was that real video? That's crazy. I thought that was AI. No, but I just think that both these quarterbacks are too good. Both these defenses have had their struggles, although the Ravens have been better of late. But give me the over 51.5 in this one. That's a high total, and it's right there for a reason.
Mike, I agree with Mike. I put the over at 51.5 as well. And the thing I'll say is I just talked about Buffalo's defense kind of clicking.
Yeah.
Because they've been scoring defensive touchdowns. I mean, Cincinnati still put up points against them.
Yeah,
and
you're
I think Cincinnati will put up points against anybody with healthy Joe Burrow. So I'll take – I think probably Baltimore wins the game. But that doesn't mean they won't – that means it won't go the over.
What was the other 425 game that we talked about?
It was Rams. There's two.
Rams-Lions.
There's Rams-Lions, yep. And there's Packers at Denver.
I'm kind of shocked that Dylan didn't throw that one on there because I think those are tough games to pick. And obviously you think very highly of Detroit's offense, the Rams' offense, and everything else, the fireworks that have come along with that one. But, man, that 425 slate, told this to Bo last night, I'm so glad we finished our Atlanta Falcons radio network duties on a Thursday because it is going down at my house on Sunday.
Yeah, how are you guys feeling about having a weekend off? Because Grant didn't even realize it. He was at the winter meetings all week, and then he came back for the post-game show with you last night, Mike, and was like, wait, I do have Sunday off.
Yeah, it's going to be so good, dude. It's going to be so good.
I don't feel like I have one. I mean, I'm going to have one. I'm going to get to do fun stuff, but it's going to be busy. Like, I'm not going to get to chill all day on Saturday or Sunday at any point. We've got our Men's Golf Association end-of-the-year/holiday party on Saturday night.
Which sounds fun.
But it's going to be great. It's going to be phenomenal. I'm not complaining. Don't get me wrong. It's just like there's no just veg out is what I'm saying.
I too am going to a holiday party Saturday.
But
I'm stoked.
Then I've got to turn around Sunday and do brunch with Santa. And
it sounds fun,
It does sound fun, Bo.
Again – I did not say that I was not going to have fun. I just said that I have places to be all weekend.
Do you really think it's going to be fun? Brunch with Santa? Oh, yeah. You know what? Melrose
it's
is still.
Santa.
She's at a solid
Come on.
Age.
Yeah.
She's not to the – will she cry? This is going to be interesting.
I don't know because she's not yet in the stranger danger thing. Like, she's been around enough of, like, our neighbors and stuff so that she understands that, you know, there's people that – if we're there and we're okay, like handing her or allowing her to get picked up, she seems okay with it. I imagine if like Santa just like an elf went and grabbed her and put her on Santa's lap.
Yeah,
she
you
might
don't ever
not,
want an elf to just come and snatch you up as a baby.
Yeah,
that's,
she might.
That's not
that,
a good thing.
That might be a different story, but I think she's gonna be okay. I would bet if it was the wild card pick, and I would say that she doesn't cry.
I'm going to take the over on that. I'm going to say
– this is the random pick of the week.
I'm going to say she's going to cry.
Yeah.
Look, you can say she might love strangers until they have a really long white beard and a big red coat, and all of a sudden it gets a little bit intimidating.
Amy's dad's beard is white and a little long. So he doesn't wear –
What name does he go by?
Peepaw.
Peepaw. There you go. So she might just think it's Peepaw.
Well, it's kind of probably confusing that he'll be there. Two.
Oh.
And so he's going to be saying she's
like the Spider-Man meme.
Yeah.
Well,
two people.
Well. One will be slightly larger than the other, and it won't be Peepaw. It'll be Santa. He'll be the large one.
Well, same time, same station. We'll figure out who did well in Man Up Monday. We'll also figure out if Melrose cried when she met Santa.
And as a reminder, Mic'd Up is brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. I'm sure they've got one in Alpharetta, guys. Just somewhere probably near Hainesbridge. I'm just throwing that out there, man. Good times.
All right, it is Fair or Foul Friday. I am super curious about this first one. I've been trying to judge how each of you are going to answer this all morning long. I think I know where it's going to go.
I don't like the look on your face. I mean, you are always, literally always up to something. I don't like it at all, man. Whatever it is, just come out with it.
Fair or foul, it's very innocent. Sleep is overrated because neither of you have really had sleep, so no, I'm curious.
It was more of a quick cat nap, power nap. Yeah, I'll say it's overrated. My wife gets very concerned, as I'm sure Bo's wife is probably the same way. It's like, you know, I think it's ridiculous that you're going to work after you had to work till 1:30 in the morning last night. I'm like, do you think I would miss this?
Right.
Are you kidding me? They would have to pull me off the show celebrating a Falcon. Now, if the Falcons had lost last night, that'd probably be another conversation. But celebrating the Falcons' victories, these are few and far between. We get to get on here on the air and actually celebrate it. So, yes, today sleep is overrated. I'll
go
with that.
It's like we're gambling if we're going to be – you know, it's like you guys seemed flabbergasted yesterday morning when I joined you on. You're like, oh, you're going to be in a good mood? I was like, yeah, it's going to be predicted on – it'll be dictated on how the team plays. And it's true because it's so fun to come in here and talk about a win and the good vibes that come with it.
Yep.
But, yeah, it's fair. Sleep is overrated. Look, you – if you want to – will always outweigh any of the other things in your way. Mm-hmm. And my want to do this show and have fun doing this, and I love this, is the greatest thing ever. Like, this is the greatest job. So I love this, and so ain't no sleep ain't going to get in my way.
He's going to have one of those shirts, Allie, that says, if you want to, you will. You know what I mean? Like, just if you want to, you will.
Exactly.
I can feel it. I feel the vibes.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
All right. So we got to get to this one because I actually had a listener stop by to get your thoughts on it, Mike.
Cody.
He
comes over here and snaps at me like that. Cody, you're lucky you didn't stick around for a little bit. We had words.
Fair or foul. Kalen DeBoer leaves Alabama within the next two seasons for a new job. He's been mixed in a lot of discussions.
No, and I didn't have a problem with it when it was Penn State. There's nothing to it. But usually when you start popping up in conversations, that means there's something behind the scenes. Agent-wise, AD, whatever it may be. No, I think he stays at Alabama for the long term. If you remember, Bo, this used to come up all the time with Nick Saban 3 years into his tenure at Alabama. Mm-hmm. He was going to Texas. He was going back to the NFL. He's rumored for all these jobs, and he ended up being there 17 years.
There's very few jobs in college football that are better than the one he has right now. Michigan happens to be one that is not necessarily better, but is – right there with it. It's one of the top 10 jobs. Some would say one of the top 5 jobs in the country.
I think that's fair in this era of NIL. I think that's fair.
Yeah. But to me, that's not – no, I'm staying. Because here's the thing. Like, for – you go from Alabama where you got to beat Auburn every year and you've got the head – You're head and shoulders above Auburn right now. Whatever Auburn fans want to say, I'm sorry, but that's the truth. You go to Michigan, and you're not saying you're little brother. It's not what I'm saying, but you're actually a little bit behind where Ohio State is, and that will get you fired losing that game. So I don't think he leaves for Michigan.
Also, Michigan doesn't have the best outlook from the rest of the country at this point right now, so I might stay away from that for a little bit.
That's true. All right, fair or foul, Notre Dame had no clue how much backlash opting out of a bowl game would cause.
Foul. Hear me out. Because I don't believe the opting out is what the backlash is coming from. I believe it's the public hissy fit that the AD has thrown is where the backlash is. Talking bad about the conference that you're not even a member of in this sport, that the money wouldn't even go to if you made the playoff, those kinds of things. The things said about the conference and the commissioner of the conference by a non-member in football is that's where the backlash to me is coming from.
Yeah, I didn't really hate the idea of them opting out of the bowl game, but a couple of people brought up a good point to me that not everybody on that team wanted to opt out. And this 3 weeks could have been a big deal for some of these guys' development. So, yeah, I do kind of hate it either way.
All right, fair or foul? Is it fair or foul to re-gift a present if it is brand new and still in the box?
Y'all can front all you want to, but this is fair 100% to re-gift a present. And if y'all try to disagree with me, you are lying to yourself that you haven't gotten something as a gift and go, yep, that's going to Dirty Santa next weekend. 100% white elephant, whatever it may be. It's, y'all are going to rotate that
thing. It's foul because most likely someone has taken time out of
their life. There's always that guy. I'm telling you, man.
Someone took time.
Stand up on your pedestal.
Took time out of their life to go grab you something and present it to you. And we know that it's the thought that counts.
Just grandstanding. Unbelievable.
You basically just took a big squat over that thought.
Oh, wow.
And that person.
I'm not even going to respond to this guy.
Right, Morgan might be doing what we call rage baiting.
Yeah, maybe.
Think about this next one. Fair or foul? You can trust someone who prefers vanilla ice cream over all other flavors.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
They only like vanilla.
Well, hold on, because you don't know what they're doing to that vanilla ice cream. See, I like to get the vanilla ice cream at like the football game, at the game in the press boxes, and I take the chocolate syrup and I just like douse it in chocolate syrup, throw some M&Ms, maybe some crumbled up Oreos in there, and then boom, that vanilla ice cream is taking on a whole new life.
Just I feel like this was a little bit of a sub. Was this a little bit of subtweet, Allie? Was this a subtweet? You subtweet me, Allie.
I was just thinking about it. And people that go outside of vanilla, like, does that mean they're a little spicy? Like, a little bit – they have different characteristics. I don't know.
I don't know. I do trust Dylan, though. I don't think he could lie to me if he wanted to. You know what I mean? Just straight up. You just have to believe what Dylan's saying.
You know what's funny is I asked Dylan a question last night during the broadcast, and he was trying to dance around telling me – the entire truth. And I said, Dylan, don't – I straight up said, Dylan, don't lie to me. Just tell me the truth. Doesn't affect you. Okay, well, and then boom, he told me the truth. And I was like, bro, I'm a bad liar, and you're a worse liar than I am.
Well, for some reason I came up with that, and I thought, you know what? It's fair, and I don't know why, but it is. Mm. You can trust people that like vanilla ice cream.
I agree with that, yeah.
Well, coming up, we've got the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. Call in, celebrate this Falcons victory with us, 404-726-0929. Also, do you think Kalen DeBoer will be leaving Alabama within the next 2 seasons? That is the topic of conversation this morning. The wake-up call is next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.